yesterday, and we were out with some at a friend's house, and I got to talking to some folks about my years teaching and the purpose of middle school. And the purpose of middle school was to provide students with as much experience of different topics of study as they could get, so that the idea was that they would have enough information in their heads that when they finally got to high school and they need to start deciding on what classes they wanted to take and what things were interesting to them, they would have experienced enough difference of classes in middle school to have some reference to use when they make those decisions in high school, and again, high school into college. Because they asked me what I taught in the way of science, and so they're like, oh, a little bit of everything. And I started listing all the different sciences I taught, and I said, but that was so that the students would have an introduction to all these types of sciences. And then I started thinking about church, and part of my role is to introduce you all to different ways of encountering God. And so, and I know that some of you are not always thrilled with the things I change in the service, the words I change, like the Lord's Prayer. Some of you are cringing because we don't do the traditional Lord's Prayer. It will be back. Okay, it come Advent, so that means the first Sunday of December, the traditional Lord's Prayer will be back. But the idea is to give us the experiences of finding ways to encounter God besides the traditional. So that's why I bring those things in. If you think I'm just, what the heck is she doing today? Well, she's trying to give you the opportunity to find different ways for you and God to connect. Now, sometimes in that journey of trying to connect with God or with each other or with the world around you, we might get lost. I know there have been times when I have been driving and all of a sudden I realize, oh, I missed my exit. Where the heck am I? How far away from my exit did I get before I realized I missed my exit? And trying to figure out, okay, I need to get off the highway, turn around, go back, and try to find my exit before I get any more lost. It happens. And thankfully, when you just miss your exit, usually you're familiar enough that you can figure out, okay, I need to go back X number of exits, and I'd be fine. And I have no idea what I was doing in that time that would cause me to miss my exit. And I have to think, maybe I was just doing too much thinking and not paying attention enough to my driving. But have you ever gotten so lost, that you had absolutely no idea where you were? No map, no GPS. Sometimes there's not even road signs. Sometimes, don't you just know when you get to an intersection and there's no signs there? And it's like, holy mackerel, where am I? But there are times in our lives where we can feel that lost in our relationships. And especially also in our relationship with God. And usually when you get that lost, you finally realize what you need to do. God, help me, I'm lost! You finally remember, oh, duh, let me pray about this. And you finally say, God, help me, because I'm lost. Or maybe there have come times in your life where you need to make this tremendous decision. And you're looking everywhere to try to figure out, how do I make this tremendous decision in my life? And finally, you say, God, I need help. You've already been at this for weeks now, and you finally realize maybe what you need to do is to be asking God to help and guide you in making this decision. And when you finally get to the point where you say, God, help me, what you need to realize is that you have now called upon one of our greatest promises that we can have in Scripture. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not rely on insight in all your ways. Acknowledge the Lord. And the Lord will make straight to your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. When we call upon the Lord, we are using one of the promises given to us in Scripture. This is a promise that does not guarantee that we won't get lost. There's no guarantee there. We will get lost. But it is a promise that says that God will help and guide us on the paths of our lives. So if we go to God first, we might find that we're not lost. King Solomon, David's son, wrote out this proverb. This is a proverb attributed to his lifetime and to his work. And it's believed by scholars that he received this promise after he came to God and asked God to give him the wisdom to guide the people. God was very impressed with Solomon. And God promised Solomon, whatever you ask for, I will give to you. Solomon could have asked for the riches of the world. He could have asked for the most beautiful woman in the world. He could have asked for all authority on the earth. But Solomon acknowledged God in his life and said to God, give me the wisdom to rule your people. Give me the understanding to rule them fairly and justly in your eyes. And God not only gave him that promise of trust in me, and I will see your path straight, but he also got riches. He also got beautiful women. He had hundreds of wives. He had hundreds upon hundreds of concubines. He was a very rich king, but he was also a very wise king. Now we can receive the promise just like Solomon has received that promise. But there's some things that we need to do that Solomon did, and some things that we need to do that the scripture in Proverbs calls us to do. We need to depend upon God. That's first and foremost. And what I mean about depending upon God is that we trust God. We trust God that what God says God's going to do, God will do. The promises that God has made, the promises that we've been talking about for weeks now, when God makes a promise, God will fulfill that promise. And we can trust that. Now, I stood in the back of the room this morning as we were getting ready for church. I was standing back there by Darlene, and I was watching all of you. It's not at all. That's not good. But there's something that I observed. Okay? What I observed is that none of you, not a single person in this room, did this. None of you checked out your chairs. You are walking here and trusted that when you went, it was going to stay there underneath your butt. You all have lots of trust that Reverend Lawrence and I aren't pulling any jokes during the week and pulling the screws. But you guys have lots of trust that these chairs are going to hold you up. Do you trust God that much in your life?
Not every day.
That's what we have to work on in this process. We need to trust God as much as we do a chair. We need to trust God that God is going to fulfill exactly what God promises that God will fulfill in our lives. You know, There's one person on this earth that I probably trust more than anybody else. I wonder if that might be. Sorry, it's Darlene. after almost 35 years, I have complete trust that not only do I know that Darlene's going to do what she says she's going to do, we noticed this weekend that we started saying the same thing at the exact same time. And we were having a good laugh because every time we did something, we would say something, we both said the same exact thing. So I can trust Darlene. I know that when she goes to the grocery store, I can trust that she's going to buy the things that I like to. You know, it's not going to be groceries just for her. I have complete trust that when I'm in need and I'm feeling bad and I need a shoulder, that Darlene's going to be there. I trust the relationship that we have developed over almost 35 years. And I can say the same thing about God. So with God, it's been more like 50-something years that I've been able to say that I've trusted God. That I've made that decision to trust God's wisdom. That I've made that decision in my life to trust the direction that God gives me. That I can trust God for fulfilling promises. That I can trust without a shadow of a doubt that God loves me unconditionally and beyond anything that I can imagine. God loves me. And I can trust that in God. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that God has plans for me and God has a desire for me to have the very best there is in this world. So I can depend upon God in my life. That didn't come easy. It took years of experience. It took years of praying and seeing God fulfilling the promise. It took years of me observing God working in the life of others and seeing, wow, God sure is there for people. And I got to see that and witness that. And sometimes I had to be patient in that waiting. So the first step in us being able to claim this promise found in Proverbs is for us to rely upon God. Trust to God. Secondly, we need to regard our own wisdom quite lightly. Now, as most of you who have been in my office have seen, or if you go into my office, you will see that there is definitely evidence in my life that I have a high regard for education. There are diplomas and certificates all over my walls. Even the tassels from my graduation caps are in my office, from all my diplomas through the years. But I'm going to be the first one to tell you, if you haven't figured it out yet, and after being here for over 8 years, you all should have figured this out. I do not have the answer to everything. I know that's a shock for some of you. You're just blown away with that, but I don't have all the answers. But I know of someone who has the answers. And so just like you, I have to claim this promise of God's guidance, because also in the book of Proverbs, in the same verse that we're talking about God fulfilling these promises, King Solomon reminds us, do not be wise in your own eyes. We're really not always having it together. Yet, this promise tells us we're going to receive God's wisdom. And we have to remind ourselves that all of the wisdom isn't necessarily in our own head. We need to sometimes go looking for that wisdom in the Word of God, through friends and family and mentors, by hearing God's Word, by spending time praying and listening to the things that God has told us. So again, to receive this promise, the first two things we need to do is to trust God and not rely upon ourselves. And thirdly, we need to really get this promise in our lives. We need to seek God always in our lives. You know, we spend many times singing the song based upon our gospel scripture this morning. How many times have we sung, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia. Alleluia." And we sing that song usually with strong conviction. But is it heart conviction when you're singing those words? We need to look at our own values and our own priorities and then ask ourselves, do my values and priorities match up with God's? Am I on the same page with God in my life? Is there some idol in my life that is taking me away from the presence of God? And that could be anything. Don't think of it as just a little statue. Is it caring for that car that's out in the driveway? Is it the wardrobe you've got building up? Is it the bank account that's slowly growing over time? Is it needing to give of yourself to your friends so that you think they will remain your friends because you do what they want? Do you acknowledge God as Lord of your life? Do you believe, just as Jesus said in our Gospel of Luke, "Not my will, but your will be done"? So we need to rely upon God. We need to trust God. We need to recognize that our own wisdom is not always the best and first choice for finding the answers. We need to look towards God, and we need to seek God always in our decision-making process. So now that we can acknowledge God and have God as ruler of our life and we're looking for God, we can put this promise into effect in our lives. And to do that, we have some do's and don'ts. Now remember that area on your bulletin where you have that empty space for notes? This is a good time for you to use that space in your bulletin to take some notes, because there are some do's and don'ts for putting this promise actively in your life. There's one don't. Don't rely on your own reasoning. Proverbs 28:26 says, "The one who trusts in their own heart is a fool." Has to make you think about going your own decisions when you're not including God. And the rest are all do's. The first do is pray. Don't let it be your last resort. Don't wait until you're so lost that you can't see your hand in front of your face, and then you're finally saying to God, "God, I'm lost, help me get found. God, I have gone to every person I can think of, and I still can't decide what to do about this job office. God, help me decide what to do about this offer. Do I take it or don't I?" Start with the prayer. Do acknowledge that you need God's guidance. From the very beginning, not after you've tried everything else. Do listen, not to me, but to God. Listen to wise counselors. Go to folks that you trust, folks that you consider your mentor, folks that you believe that will give you good advice. Don't ask someone you don't know, because they don't know your circumstances. They don't know anything about you, so they won't know how to give you the advice that goes along with your life. And you know what? God has given us all a unique ability on this planet to think. So use your ability to think and to reason. If you got a situation come up, you know those old pro and con lists? Get out a piece of paper. Pros on one side, cons on the other. Look right in front of your face to see. It could be God, as God is revealing to you the pros and cons. God is going to show you that maybe you have too many cons to say yes to the situation. Or there are so many pros, God's still wondering, like, what are you waiting so long? Yes, say yes, say yes. For God to give you an answer. Give God a chance to answer. Sometimes we barely finish saying amen, and we want to say God doesn't answer me quick enough. Well, give God a chance to answer you, to put you in the place to hear the answer. Maybe God's got to arrange things so that things will work to your favor. Now, maybe there are two other people going for the same job interview. And maybe God's going to arrange it so one of them gets a job somewhere else so you're not in competition with that person. Give God a chance to answer. In all your ways, acknowledge God. And God will direct your path.
Amen.
Let us rise as we're able to join together in our hymn of response.